The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
Welcome to Managing Technology the Right Way with your host, Sun Jogal. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are strictly those of the hosts, guests, and callers. Now showing you how to manage technology the right way, here's Sun Jogal.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to the show. It needs careful planning and flawless execution to make technology work for us. But how many times do we succeed? On this show, we invite business leaders and subject matter experts with extensive experience in technology management. The intent here is to learn from their experience and discuss better ways to manage technology. To learn more about the show, please visit talkshow.avval.com. That is talkshow.avval.com. Today's topic is CIO of a Recovering Economy, the Challenges and Expectations. Our guests for today's show are Ellen Barry and Stanley Elbaum. Ellen joined the Metropolitan Peer and Exposition Authority, that is also known as MPEA, in February 2000 as the Chief Information Officer and is responsible for information technology initiatives for the authority. And the authority owns and manages McCormick Place, Navy Pier, and the authority's corporate center in Chicago, Illinois. Ellen successfully implemented a revenue-generating initiative by insourcing the delivery of internet and technical services to exhibitors, show management, and meeting planners for McCormick Place, Navy Pier, and the Hyatt McCormick Place. In addition, she was also responsible for bringing high-speed internet service to all sleeping rooms in the Hyatt McCormick Place Hotel, which is owned by the authority and managed by the Hyatt Corporation, installing Wi-Fi cafes, supporting over 3,000 concurrent users within the facility, and implementing a gigabit circuit to next-generation networks, including Internet 2. Prior to MPEA, Ellen was the first Deputy Chief Information Officer for the City of Chicago. Ellen is the recipient of 2003 Excellence in Corporate ID Leadership Award presented by WITI, which is Women in Technology International, Chicago Chapter. Ellen is the president-elect for the Society of Information Management Chicago Chapter, becoming president in January 2006. Stan is the senior vice president with Aberdeen Group and is responsible for the development and deployment of Aberdeen's research in planning and advanced analytics, with particular focus on the business intelligence and sales and operations processes, operation planning processes, and technologies. Stan has been deeply involved in the development and implementation of BI and CPM processes and technologies in a variety of multinational corporations in industries as diverse as consumer packaged goods, petrochemicals, high-tech, and the pulp and paper industry. As a CIO of a global consumer packaged goods company, Stan also led the selection, value assessment, and implementation of the full SAP R3 suite. Good morning, panel. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So are you enjoying the summer, or are you enjoying the rain, which has recently hit Chicago?
Well, this week's been fantastic. If we could keep this temperature in the low 70s, I think we'd all enjoy it.
Well, classical Boston has basically been enjoying both of them, and sometimes it seems at the same time.
So Boston has been, does it go to that much a heat index as Chicago enjoys?
Well, we've gone up to the 90s a couple of days ago, and then it slipped to the 60s with rain within 48 hours. So it's almost as bad as the kind of flexibility a CIO has to have.
Uh-huh. We could use some of your rain here in Chicago.
Definitely we can. So, this is great. So, we have gathered here to talk about the economy, and in fact, more than the economy, is while it's recovering, which is a good problem to have, because the CIOs who are dealing with challenges anyways, they will be also further challenged with how do they make the best of this opportunity. Mm-hmm. When the things were going south, at that time you could partially attribute the not-so-good situation to the economy, but now that things are becoming better, how we can make the most of it and how the CIOs can come up to the expectations of all the people around them. So, giving that, first we should take a look at this issue of an abrupt change that we always bring in terms of IT spending, and this could be mandated by the management or somehow the environment makes that happen, is that whenever it's taking a downturn, you will suddenly stop spending. Whatever you have, you drop the ball, so stop every project that's going on. And suddenly when you see an economy improving, suddenly you will put in a ton of money in there. A lot of projects will suddenly start. There definitely seem to be some issues with that, because you cannot ramp up and down that fast because it's going to create problems. So what those problems could be, and also, does it make sense in the first place?
Well, in my mind, it may not make sense, but sometimes it is what it is, and we simply have to learn to adjust to it. My particular thoughts of this area is that as CIO leaders, we should be watching as the economy takes its change. We should be looking ahead and trying to understand what the impact of the existing environment might be on our own operations. So as a result, I don't think it should be a surprise to us when the economy is recovering, nor do I think it should be a particular surprise to us if it looks like there's a slowdown, unless there is something such as 9/11 that's such a dramatic change for us that requires everyone to turn on a dime.
Yeah, my feeling about this, this is Stan, my feeling about this is that in many ways, the degree to which companies turn on and off IT is an excellent indicator of how strategically they think IT is. If you look at companies like Walmart and Procter & Gamble, they turn the spigot on and off. They are very conscious of the critical need. And, in fact, in some cases, certainly relative to the industry, they pick up investment in the downturns to prepare themselves to really win in the marketplace when the market picks up. And I think that the characteristics of really on and off in some ways are much more an indication that the company is looking on IT as a cost center and something that has to be there, but not necessarily as a critical part of the strategic go forward.
I think it's also important for the CIO and the entire IT team to have been communicating with all of management about the importance of the projects that are underway and the value of those projects in any level of an economy. With that kind of communication, I think the organization can decide which things are strategic enough that we should be continuing to fund versus those that are nice to have but possibly not necessary in a slow-moving economy.
Right.
Don't you think it's very obvious that, you know, there are not that many disruptions? We are blessed enough by God that, you know, we don't have so many 9/11s happening. So with that not been happening, we know that we could slowly ramp up or down given what the situation in terms of economy. But still, organizations and CIOs, I mean, of course, we should not be always shooting the captain, but the fact is, as an organization, why do we always go ahead and think that if we shut it down, we will be able to save? In fact, if you look at the hindsight is 2020, you might have ended up losing much more because you must be on the last mile of a major initiative which you could have completed and delivered great value, but then you just, you know, drop the ball.
I think Stan was correct in talking about the nature of the organization and their view of IT as a critical component within the business. If it is seen as a critical component, then I would expect that senior management at the CEO level would ask for input from the CIO as to what could be changed, what could be limited, and which opportunities would be tremendously valuable for the organization.
Yeah, I think one of the critical things is are the initiatives seen as IT initiatives? Are the business executives counting on them? And, in fact, their budget numbers expect them to be able to take advantage of that. This comes back to the relationship between the IT organization and the senior people in IT and the business leaders. If the projects are, in fact, business projects that IT is enabling, but the business people are counting on those benefits, then there's much less. The dialogue turns out to be not a dialogue with IT, but more a dialogue with the business leaders about their overall performance. And that's a very different dialogue than if the IT person is put on the spot to, quote, cut corners.
And to determine what the risk is associated with stepping away from a project,
right.
Because only then can a CEO make the appropriate decisions necessary for making the changes.
So do you think in today's day and age, CIO still has to kind of look up to the CEO to tell him at what time he should just drop the ball, given that almost CIO is at the board level now and is almost he or she is part of an executive management team?
Absolutely. I think just as a CFO advises the CEO of the financial implications of the existing economy, at the same level, the CIO should be advising in the area of expertise for technology that's hopefully helping to drive the business.
I was going to say, I mean, I think that the most effective way is when the business leaders, not to harp on it, but the business leaders at these executive management meetings are talking about what it is that they're able to accomplish and how they're gaining competitive advantage and how they're making themselves more flexible and more capable of handling risk as distinct from the CIO. If the CIO is the one who's presenting the business perspective of the value of IT, we got a problem.
So let us understand the fact that the planning process that changes or it mutates to a different form when you are in different scenarios. You are either ramped up economy, something like an internet bubble, or you were in a mature economy like in the 90s, early 90s, or maybe before that. And now that we are recovering from it, how does the planning process change as we, you know, switch these gears here?
Well, clearly, as we try to define what opportunities the business can be engaged upon that has relationships to IT, in the economy that is recovering, where there's a confidence associated with the business and its expectations, the ability to look forward in conjunction, as Stan has clearly identified, in conjunction with the business, talking about those initiatives that could bring great value. The concept of where money well spent can bring creative or competitive advantage to the organization would be critical in the growth environment.
And I think that this recovery is actually very different from many others from two points of view, from a technology point of view. First of all, we put in a tremendous amount of infrastructure, application infrastructure, network infrastructure, in the 1990s. And we're coming out of the recession in a very different technological capability than we were going into the last one. And it very much changes what is it that we should do and focus on. But I think there's an even bigger factor, which is that although the economy is rebounding, if you look at what's happened in the business marketplace, it's actually become a much more risky environment and much more fraught with uncertainty than we've ever seen in the traditional recovery. We see fragmented markets, we see global competition, global sourcing, we see a myriad of customer expectations with the Internet that are radically different. And what that means, I think, is that companies really have to, and the CIO has to lead this, have to be very careful and selective about where they're going to focus, a kind of peanut butter approach to improve our kind of IT capabilities in general, I think is a formula for failure. And the winning companies that we've seen are the ones that are looking at this very different market environment, looking at the infrastructure they already have, and say, where are we going to selectively improve it? What we're not going to do is, quote, generally increase IT spending.
Yeah, I think the whole concept of productivity, the improvements in productivity in the in all of the research that's out there lately is directly applicable to IS as well. We need to make sure that the operations that we have in place are definitely reliable and dependable, and clearly you can't be cutting corners in those areas upon which the company is truly reliant. So truly cutting corners in areas that could put the company at risk is something that the CIO must always be cognizant of. But in the same light, we should be looking to do a tremendous job with as limited resources as necessary in order to be competitive in this global environment. I think not just the operations within a business, but clearly within IT, we have to have that mindset as well, with a constant reevaluation of what we're doing, how we're doing it, how successful are we, and how more effectively we could do it under other circumstances.
Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages. And let's talk a little bit about the details of the due diligence process that an organization, or for that matter a CIO, would adopt to make sure that the best projects are picked up given the resources. While, yes, resources could be coming back again, but now you've got to be more frugal. And, in fact, and as an extension to that, we would also like to analyze that how a CIO is being morphing from a spendthrift to a penny pincher to finally a frugal individual, at least being shown as that because of the type of spending that's going on over the last decade. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fresh, dynamic, and totally prepared for continuing business education. Business Talk Radio. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Looking for ways to improve your IT department? Then visit www.avval.com today. Avval is a professional services firm with a mission to help companies align IT with their business objectives through strategy, technology, branding solutions, and services. Our commitment is to ensure bottom-line improvements as a result of services rendered by us, whether it's an IT needs assessment, strategy development, or related implementation. We back it up by our unconditional, positive ROI guarantee. To find out how Avval can help your company, visit www.avval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Avval, making IT work and look better. www.avval.com. Visit today.
Achieve total wealth management. Listen to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roy Diefendorf every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern on Business America Radio. Three-Dimensional Wealth is a show dedicated to teaching you a values-based approach to comprehensive total wealth management through practical strategies and expert advice. Take your first step down the road of financial independence. Listen to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roy Diefendorf, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
What stock should I buy?
When is it time to sell?
Where do I turn for honest advice on my portfolio?
For the answers to these questions, tune in to Trading in Today's Markets with Oliver Alvarez and Greg Capra every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. On the show, Oliver, Greg, and their guests will discuss the daily going-ons of Wall Street, as well as give you tips on how to identify the hottest sectors and trends in the market. Improve your portfolio. Listen to Trading in Today's Markets with Oliver Alvarez and Greg Capra, broadcast live on Business America Radio every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Are your accounts stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic? Are your finances flowing at 2 miles an hour? It's time to crank your cash into high gear by tuning in to Making Sense of Financial Nonsense with Bullseye Bruce Horowitz. Every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, Bullseye Bruce will give you no-nonsense, common-sense financial advice that anyone can understand, as well as bring you clarity on some of the most complex and confusing financial issues today. So get out of that traffic jam and listen to Making Sense of Financial Nonsense every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.
We now return to Managing Technology the Right Way. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free at 1-866-233-7861. Now back to the show. Here's Sun Jogal.
Welcome back to the show, folks. For listeners who have just tuned in, today's topic is CIO of a Recovering Economy and the Challenges and Expectations. And our guests for today's show are Ellen Barry and Stanley Elbaum. Ellen is the Chief Information Officer with the Metropolitan Peer and Exposition Authority in Chicago, Illinois. The authority owns and manages McCormick Place, Navy Pier, and the authority's corporate center. Stan is the Senior Vice President with the Aberdeen Group and is responsible for the development and deployment of Aberdeen's research in planning and advanced analytics with particular focus on business intelligence and sales and operations planning processes and technologies. Before the break, we touched the topic about the planning, and then followed by due diligence is what we should get into, where what is the difference in the due diligence that is being performed to see which projects to pick up. Now we know that we've got IT portfolio management and other different approaches to find out what we can do, but the fact how the economy is changing and how those weighted factors, where one of the factors, the dollars that are coming in, is evaluated to see which project to pick up and what battles to fight. And then subsequently we will talk about the changing role of CIO, where initially it was a penny pinchers approach and a spendthrift and, you know, frugal now. And how come this was kind of, was this forced on them, or is this just the personality that they had to acquire just to deal with the situation? So let's go ahead, Stan.
I think that what we're seeing in the due diligence, and obviously as CIOs we've always had to deploy a certain approach to due diligence. I think in the recessionary times, obviously the due diligence was much more sharply etched in a sense, and really about protecting us from the downside risk, ensuring there was security, ensuring that the minimum operations were there. We needed a very high tolerance rate of profitability in order to agree to go ahead with projects, and we had to have virtually, in a sense, no risk, technological risk associated with them in order to go forward. I think the due diligence process going forward is still going to be very robust, but I think that there's a couple of differences that are key relative to what we've seen recently, but also relative to what we've seen, let's say, in the 1990s. I mean, one of them is that there's a lot more proven technology out there. So the technological risk, in a lot of ways, is much less than the major decisions that the CIOs had to make in the 1990s. Having said that, I think that there's an appreciation that many of the technologies, especially in the application sense, were both much more complex to implement and didn't necessarily generate the business benefits we expected, especially where we had to do a lot of business change management and organizational change management. So I think one of the due diligences that's clearly come much more high profile is how much change does the business organization and the IT skill set have to go through in order to be in a position to be comfortable that we're going to get the business benefits. And I would say that the last part is that it has become increasingly clear that one of the due diligence aspects has to be this question of managing risk and managing uncertainty. What we've certainly seen in this recovery is there's a lot of different aspects of the economy that are still, you know, at risk, and there's a lot of variability, and therefore one of the due diligence critical elements has to be how flexible are the IT plans that we put forward, how quickly can we morph or move them if it turns out that we need to be able to shift resources, because the days of picking a five-year project and sticking with it come hell and high water, I think, are over.
Yeah, and as part of that due diligence process, I think we all need to be led by the corporate mission and vision, and that it's critically important for IT to have its own mission and vision based on that as projects surface into visibility and the risks and rewards are identified. We need to look clearly at whether or not this is supporting the overall goals and objectives of the organization. So I think that in tow, as Stan has just talked about, the fact that our infrastructure is solid now, that's application as well as technical infrastructure. Now it is how best can we improve the opportunities of the business, and each and every one of our projects should in some way be pointed towards that mission with an understanding of the risk.
So let's look at now the categories in which different CIOs fall. And these were, you know, carefully phrased out by me personally just to make sure that, you know, we kind of convey the right message about them. One is the blessed heroes, which means that, you know, he is a person who wants to really be at a self-actualization level, he or she. And also, the person has all the backing from the organization. I mean, it's totally a utopia, and everything is perfect, and this person is going great guns with what's supposed to be done. The second one is a person who is managing in a competitive manner, managing expectations of the different pieces of the organizations where the organization is supporting, but it is kind of neutral. It is not making IT as a hero itself. So he or she has to be able to go ahead and do the right things and manage things versus lead. The third one is a tired warrior where, you know, things are totally going down the tube, the management does not help or is not supportive or does not understand how to support, and as an individual and the team that he or she is managing is also not there and is not equipped enough to be able to handle the IT needs of an organization. So these are the different roles. So now when it comes to the time when there's a recovering economy, one thing good about this whole situation is that, yes, the economy is recovering, but how do these three different roles perceive or should perceive or take these opportunities and make the most of it?
Well, if it's a tired warrior environment, there's not much one can do. And I think the individuals that are involved in that kind of an IT shop have to really evaluate the organization, evaluate the mission and goals, and to see if they're personally aligned with that. Because there's not a great deal one can do unless there is an opportunity to change culture. And that would require kind of a top-down and bottom-up at the same time, trying to bring the right people in to try to infuse energy. But in the blessed hero, which is what we're all kind of hoping to achieve, that self-actualization under Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that's ideal, where there is respect for the technology, the insights, the vision, and the alignment with the business that IT is linked with. The cautious juggler, as you have identified this, is someone I think that's working hopefully towards that actualization concept, bringing good structure, bringing service and delivery in a high-quality manner, and getting people to understand that there is tremendous value that IT can bring to the organization.
Yeah, I think one thing that the tired warrior may be able to do, and this is bringing up a point that you were mentioning earlier about customers are actually putting a lot of pressure on the IT organization, and if there's one thing that companies pay attention to, it's their customers. When a customer is mandating a requirement, be it a Walmart or be it, again, customers on the Internet, then I think there's a possibly an opportunity for the tired warrior, because this is being forced on the organization. They have to do it to see whether there's a way to use this as a platform to at least get to the juggler role. That's an opportunity. It's something where they're not having to defend it on their own. It's something that's being forced on them by the marketplace. I think the cautious juggler is likely to pick a really low-hanging fruit, make sure they stay out of trouble, but pick a low-risk, you know, low-hanging fruit value kind of proposition that is clearly, as Ellen was saying, in line with the company strategy. Do it in 3 to 6 months and prove that they can actually make a difference to the company, again, for them to try to hopefully move towards the mantle of the blessed hero.
And that's actually how they achieve it, by showing success in small ways that ultimately join up to be big events.
I think that's a great point, because while organizations may have conceptually a very strong expectation that with the right person, with the right CIO, with the right capabilities, the IT organization should be profoundly impressive and be able to actually lead us, if for whatever reason they stumble, it may not be that CIO. So the organization has to take advantage of the opportunity afforded them to continuously be in the forefront. And I would think that one of the things that the blessed heroes do is during the downturn, they're planning for when things begin to turn up and they do get the opportunity to be much more aggressive. They know what it is they're going to do. So they're already embarking on, I would guess, serious initiatives to improve themselves strategically, their company strategically, to increase that gap between their companies and their competitors, as distinct from the other categories that are kind of much more wait and see, that we're probably, in many cases, a year plus into the recovery before the other categories actually kind of stick their nose up above the firing line and suggest that something new should happen.
Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages, and maybe we can take a look at, we can go into more detail about how these different categories of CIOs deal with different areas where, IT is supposed to play a role. And then going forward, we also should talk about the mantra of more with less, which is becoming been sealed and made permanent as a mandate for the CIOs going forward. So the question there is that, yes, if you put somebody under pressure or just, have them, force them to come out of the box, so then they get creative and they come out with new ways, or the other types of CIOs for that matter, or just because the organization is going to make a decision as a whole, it might force them to cut corners. So do we actually always enjoy this more with less philosophy, even when the economy is improving? So let's talk about this when we come back from the break, so please stay tuned.
Get dialed in 1-866-233-7861. Up to the minute business talk. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Ever seen a hornet, Shelly?
No, ma'am.
Oh, well, you're five. What are you waiting for? They've built a nest outside your window. See?
No.
You will when you climb 15 feet up this ladder to get rid of them. Take this insecticide and broom and send those stinging meanies packing.
What if I fall? I could get hurt.
Oh, you know about gravity already. You're so smart. Oh, go, 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 go. The hornets are waiting.
Shoot, get away.
Play with them, dear. Hornets hate high-pitched noises. Try not to swallow too many.
Get away!
Now knock that nest out of the park.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seat belts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
That's so cute. No, honey, hornets don't bite, silly. They sting.
Ow!
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Looking for ways to improve your IT department? Then visit www.avval.com today. Aval is a professional services firm with a mission to help companies align IT with their business objectives through strategy, technology, branding solutions, and services. Our commitment is to ensure bottom-line improvements as a result of services rendered by us, whether it's an IT needs assessment, strategy development, or related implementation. We back it up by our unconditional, positive ROI guarantee. To find out how Aval can help your company, visit www.aval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Aval, making IT work and look better. www.avval.com. Visit today.
Business information you need. From the stock market to starting and managing your business. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Are you looking for a unique perspective on today's market from an experienced economist? Well, look no further. Listen to The Economic Contrarian with host Mike Norman every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Business America Radio. Mike and his guests will discuss new trends in the marketplace, as well as emerging companies and opportunities. So if you want in-depth analysis from a contrarian point of view, don't miss The Economic Contrarian Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
Welcome back to Managing Technology the Right Way with Sun Jogal. Call in with your questions at 1-866-233-7861. Now back to the show. Here's Sun Jogal.
Welcome back to the show, folks. For listeners who've just tuned in, today's topic is CIO for Recovering Economy, the challenges and expectations. Our guests for today's show are Ellen Barry and Stanley Elbaum. Ellen is the Chief Information Officer with the Metropolitan Peer and Exposition Authority, which is MPEA, and the authority owns and manages McCormick Place, Navy Pier and Authority's Corporate Center in Chicago, Illinois. Stan is the Senior Vice President with Aberdeen Group and is responsible for the development and deployment of Aberdeen's research in planning and advanced analytics with particular focus on business intelligence and sales and operations planning processes and technologies. Before the break, we actually touched the topic. In fact, we were just going to discuss the topic related to the mantra of more with less, which has been basically shoved down the throat of the CIOs, and it's been made as a permanent mandate. Now, we should not make this like a good for all thing. You know, this is the thing that you have to follow, because there might be a potential risk where on one end, yes, you could benefit from creativity that might be fostered through this. The other end could be where without anybody knowing, they would start the IT department and starting from the CIO could start cutting corners just to meet the expectations. So what do we see is going to happen, and let's take the different types of CIOs that exist and also see what are the different types of organizational cultures which would foster creativity and or they would have the IT department cut corners.
I'm a big fan of the Boston Consulting Group, and one of the things that they came up with was this whole notion that over time and efficiency, the cost of things drop. And we've seen this in IT. We've seen it across the board. I think it's a positive general expectation. If you look at the fact that hardware costs are falling, if you look at the learning curves, I mean, if you look 5 years ago, how many Java programmers were easily available? What would they cost? What's the availability today? If you look at the maturation of the technology platforms that we're using so that the amount of maintenance that we have to do, at least relative to the uncertainty we had is going down, I think it's an expectation that is completely valid that we should be able to be more efficient and effective taking advantage of these technologies and maturities to achieve the same business benefits with lesser amount of resources than what we had, let's say, 5 years ago. And I think that trend is there's two dimensions to it. In the companies where you've got, the blessed heroes, they're taking advantage of this in a positive way. They're expecting more from it because they're expecting these efficiencies, and they feel that the blessed heroes are the ones who really understand the right balance between the risk of absorbing new technologies, leveraging the existing ones, and how to get the business benefits. Unfortunately for the tired warriors, in a lot of cases, the organization doesn't really appreciate that and is putting the squeeze on them. And I think the key thing for the for the CIOs in all these businesses to really focus on is they should be expecting that with these efficiencies, they can gain the 2 to 4% plus ability to reduce the total resource, the capital, the people, the whatever, total resource required to achieve the same business benefit, and in effect use that to raise the business benefit so that rather than having their entire resources restricted, they're able to achieve more with less.
Yeah, I think the energy between your blessed hero on one end and your tired warrior on the other end is significant. The blessed warrior has plenty of energy looking for new ideas and with the ability to be critically analytical of what's going on in-house. All of the organization in these global times and with the competition from organizations throughout the world need to be looking at their processes and making sure that we're efficient and capable to be competitive. That doesn't change simply because we're IT. And it's easy to just sit and say it's working. Why do I need to make a change? When, in fact, looking at it can really evaluate processes and possibly even identify risks that are inherent to it that need to be identified and need to be changed. So I think being critical can result in creativity. Being critical can result in improvements in the best business practices in an organization. And it can also add to the confidence in the organization, in the IT group, that we're willing to evaluate internally, make changes as necessary, which can then bring the opportunity to look creatively at the business.
Now, Ellen brings a great point that IT is in the same kind of genre as, let's say, strategic planning for the business organization. And one of the concepts that we've all come to know and love is what's called, you know, the Red Queen syndrome, which is you have to move faster in every aspect of the business to stay competitively in the same place. That it is virtually a guarantee that if somewhere along on your marketing, on your supply chains, in your R&D, you're not gaining 2 to 3% efficiency, you're losing relative to the competition. And so that mantra is one that I think can be effectively applied to the IT organization. I agree also completely with Ellen that it's much easier for the blessed hero to take advantage of the rubber and the space they have to make that happen. But in fact, the only way that the juggler can move up or the tired warrior is going to be able to have an opportunity to move up is still adapt that mantra but try to find a way to do it in a reasonable way. If you've gone 3 years as a rule of thumb and haven't changed anything in a particular, whether it's the data center or anything else, and you think you're okay, it's virtually a guarantee you're not.
And truly, I think that the challenge with the tired warriors is that they lack the confidence to know when a change is going to be really effective. Usually they've been beaten down pretty significantly, and so it's difficult to have the self-confidence to look at things critically. The blessed warriors or the blessed heroes are those that have been able to implement good things, that generally have good vision, and that feel in alignment with the organization. So they can go in and kind of break apart existing processes and try to determine whether or not they are working. As Stan says, if we haven't changed in a while, we need to really take a look at that and find out if we truly are as effective as we perceive ourselves to be.
You know, one thing, just the last thought, is that I think there's a very strong correlation. If you look across business success and you look across these different categories, I would warrant to you there are very few cases where you've got industry leaders where they've got tired warriors in their IT organization with that concept that IT isn't that important. There are very few businesses, maybe if you're a gold miner it is, but there are very few businesses that really can be competitively successful in this global economy without at least positioning that IT has to play a very critical role. And I would say alternatively, you're much more likely, and that's what our research is showing, you're much more likely to have a much higher return on investment for your overall business where you have the blessed warrior on the basis, again, that it's an earned position.
So now let's talk about the fact that you are going to be spending a lot of time in educating and interacting with the management, for example, and then you will have a lot of talks about the measures with respect to IT effectiveness. Now, this is all being done all along. I mean, there's nothing much different. I was actually reading an article where they were saying what people are going to do in terms of when the recovering economy is in front of them and they have to make the most of it. And the same things were repeated, but then you know, what is the approach or is the way it's carried out is changing?
Well, I think that as the corporation or the organization sees the recovering economy, the goals and objectives that relate to that mission are the important piece. As the organization wants to achieve competitive advantage or make new inroads into a given business, we need to be there to try to help identify those initiatives that can support that.
And, you know, one of the interesting things that our research indicated is the much beloved and much abused ratio that's used about the amount of IT spending as a percentage of revenue. And we basically try to cross-correlate what metrics people were using for the effectiveness and efficiency of IT in these organizations against whether businesses were best in class or were laggards in terms of their overall business experience. What was really interesting was that only 10% of companies that achieving best in class overall performance used in any way, shape, or form that criteria of IT spend as a percentage of revenue. They used two fundamentally different criteria. They used the criteria of what was the percentage of IT investments that resulted in the business benefits that in retrospect would have them go ahead with the project. And the second one was the speed to value. How quickly were they able to take advantage of the market and cost opportunities? And this gets into the whole question that not just the selection of the technology, but the absorbability of the technology by the organization. What we saw was laggards are still using measures that tend to measure, if you want to call it very introspective looking, if you want to call it the cost efficiency of the IT organization, but not the business value efficiency of the organization. And it was very, very different, like day and night between those two, you know.
I think Forrester has seen
hey,
that.
So Ellen, let's take a quick break, and we will come back, listeners, after this few messages, and we will continue our thought process after that.
More and more people are starting their day with informative, focused business talk. Top experts. Today's business issues. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Looking for ways to improve your IT department? Then visit www.avval.com today. Aval is a professional services firm with a mission to help companies align IT with their business objectives through strategy, technology, branding solutions, and services. Our commitment is to ensure bottom-line improvements as a result of services rendered by us, whether it's an IT needs assessment, strategy development, or related implementation. We back it up by our unconditional, positive ROI guarantee. To find out how Aval can help your company, visit www.aval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Aval, making IT work and look better. www.avval.com. Visit today.
Win with effective marketing. Win with proper positioning and branding. Win with Dick McDonald on his show Win-Win Marketing for Buyers and Sellers every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. On the show, we will discuss the challenges and common mistakes made in today's industry while providing you insight on what you can do to avoid these pitfalls. Get ahead with effective marketing in today's world. Listen to Win-Win Marketing for Sellers and Buyers with Dick McDonald, heard every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, here on the Bottom Line of Business, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk. Voice America Business.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.
We now return to Managing Technology the Right Way. If you have a question or comment, call toll free at 1-866-233-7861. Now back to the show. Here's Sun Jogal.
Welcome back to the show, folks. For listeners who've just tuned in, today's topic is CIO for Recovering Economy, the challenges and expectations. And our guests for today's show are Ellen Barry and Stanley Elbaum. Ellen is the Chief Information Officer with the Metropolitan Pier and Exposition Authority, and the authority owns and manages McCormick Place, Navy Pier and Authority's Corporate Center in Chicago, Illinois. Stan is the Senior Vice President with Aberdeen's Group and is responsible for the development and deployment of Aberdeen's research and planning in advanced analytics, with the particular focus on the business intelligence and sales and operations planning processes and technologies. Before the break, we were just talking about, you know, the CIOs have always been going through the same set of strategies, and everything else is to basically measure the effectiveness and how the things are being done, and everything was the same, but the something is supposed to be different, or it has been thought that it's supposed to be different. Why every time when we are changing gears, when we're from a recession to a utopia to again recovering, they're giving the same sets of suggestions. So what's actually different? And Alan, you were saying something when we broke up.
Well, Forrester has identified that that companies, depending on where they are in their business model and in their competitive model, will deal with IT differently. If they're a pretty solid organization, they probably don't have a need necessarily for a group like, say, John Deere to use technology necessarily to do a lot of improvements. But if they're in a really competitive environment, volatile, decentralized, competitive, geographically dispersed, in those situations, IT becomes far more critical and important to them to make sure they can battle for that market share.
Now, I would just add to that that our research indicates that, in general, the marketplace, which used to be a lot more stable 10 years ago, the segmentation used to be a lot more stable, is becoming increasingly dynamic and chaotic. And so even in marketplaces where it was thought that in the mining industry, for example, that were so stable that you really didn't need forecasting or you didn't have to basically keep track of things quickly, substitutions is a small example, and substitutions kind of at the drop of a hat for different industries is causing even those companies to raise the profile of IT. So I think what's happened is, absolutely right, that different industries, it has different levels of importance, but overall, the volatility of the marketplace and the global economy is causing everybody to have to rethink and, I would say, elevate the role that IT has in their business success.
Now, let's look at the CIO as a pivotal point and, you know, as an organization, or for that matter, in this scenario, the context, CIO is a focal point and is surrounded by various entities, which we could call as customers, employees, partners that are upstream and downstream value chain players, and even competitors. How is a CIO in this recovering economy should be changing his or her expectations and relationships with respect to these different entities that he or she is surrounded with?
Well, in the old model of IT, we usually looked at our customers as being our users and our internal users only. In this new economy, and particularly with the role that IT plays in potentially developing the ultimate solution or series of solutions for our customers, we do need to get much closer to the end business units and very often directly with the customers to know and understand what they want, know and understand what they need. I've always seen the role of a CIO is to be truly a visionary, to understand the broadness of the business, to understand how that business is impacted within by the organization's processes and technology, and to help lead the organization as to what technology can do to help enhance that. So I think our role of stepping outside of our offices and working with end customers, certainly our employees, and very truly our business partners for those kinds of processes that are better off done with someone with different expertise is critically important.
Yeah, I'd just like to amplify a little on that, which is that what we've seen certainly in the last 3 or 4 years is an explosion of what you might call, you know, the business network model way of doing business, which is to say very few companies are vertically integrated in the way that they were 15 or 20 years ago. You look at the automobile industry, and the OEMs are really only assembling 5 to 10% of the total car. You have companies like Johnson Controls are becoming the equivalent of OEMs, even though they're a Tier 1 manufacturer. What does that mean? It means that the interactivity, the interoperability between yourself and your suppliers is becoming fundamentally different. You can't toss things over the fence. They're becoming part of virtual enterprise. I think it's critical for the CIO to be part of the discussions to understand that the business processes that they may be responsible for or part of in their core company, many of them are now being done partly or in whole by partners. And so in order to make sure that overall IT has the strategy that's working for the company, I think you've got to spend a lot more time with your customers, your channel partners, your suppliers, because every company that we've seen is moving towards more and more this selective distributed model. Where can we decide? Not just a question of outsourcing IT. It's a question of working with a partner, supplier, demand, or whatever, that can do a particular activity better than you, but that activity may be part of an integrated process that you're responsible for.
And clearly the automotive industry has been the leader in some of these areas, trying to keep costs down and knowing that other organizations are far better at a particular subset of a process than they might be themselves. So in terms of using best of breed, in terms of using an efficient and effective model, and being able to assemble the full product at the least cost in the quickest time available, suggests that the use of partners is going to be very, very important. And we can see that occurring in many other aspects of business beyond auto. But the auto, in terms of sharing forecasting and inventory data with their suppliers and demand information with them directly, which is also something that's going on in the retail space, to be able to let the original suppliers know when the inventory needs to be replenished and how quickly, there's tremendous dependencies between those. The use of RFIDs, for example, to be able to track information more rapidly, quickly, to reduce costs and to improve the service to the customer is something that I think in the next couple of years are going to be significantly important to operations. Walmart's a leader.
Okay, one final question. While we are all putting CIO on the spot, but let's for once also look at from his or her standpoint that how are they looking around themselves and how are they feeling about this whole change in the way they were being perceived earlier and how are they supposed to perform and how are they taking this whole change in their role and in the recovering economy?
Well, I think for those CIOs that love business, that just don't love technology but love business and love the way business grows, I think they're really eager and excited about how they, as individuals and as an organization, can help this business grow, become more competitive. And that's some of the value, using the IT insights and technology in general to help the vision of the organization is something that most CIOs that I deal with are very, very eager about and very, very willing to participate within.
And I think there was a point raised earlier about the emergence of the chief technology officer distinct from the CIO. The chief technology officer is deeply immersed in the technical part of the solutions, and the CIO is looking at the business leverage and sitting at the same table as their partners, basically figuring out how do we actually use technology to change what we otherwise would do. And I would agree that those people find these times extremely exciting. For CIOs who have come up purely through the technical ranks or most comfortable running data centers, it's a challenging time, and it's an opportunity because if the organization is giving them a chance to basically, you know, expand their business knowledge, then it's one that they should take because I think it affords them a chance from a career point of view very positively, and also just from the joy of life.
Yeah, I think it's the full knowledge and understanding of the business acumen that's important to run our organizations, our IT organizations now, that has come to the top, just as Stan has indicated.
On behalf of the show and our listeners, I would really like to thank you, Ellen and Stan, for sharing your thoughts and insights about how CIOs can maximize the potential offered by recovering economy and how it can help deliver real value for an organization through IT. Thank you again. And while the recovering economy does bring opportunities, the CIOs, depending on their type, like we discussed, as the blessed heroes, cautious jugglers, and tired warriors, I guess I love these terms, and it should actually take appropriate steps to make a positive difference in the way IT is treated in an organization and the value it delivers. There is no silver bullet here, as I think Stan also pointed out, is that although the times have taught us the lesson, that just riding the economy wave does not work with IT management. In fact, a more balanced and planned approach which allows a relatively constant growth path, will deliver the best ROI. Thank you again for listening to Managing Technology the Right Way. This is Sanjog Gall, your talk show host. Till next Friday, take care and God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Managing Technology the Right Way. Please join Sanjog Gall next Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time right here on...